initial visit for Eldar Nuriyev, Nuryev, January 24th, 2013. Unpleasant, right? And that Mian was involved in a motor vehicle accident on December 5th, 2012 period. He was a restrained driver in a mid-sized sedan traveling west on Colfax, crossing with I-25, suddenly stopped in traffic and was rear-ended by another vehicle, period. He was thrown forward and hit his head on the steering wheel, then thrown backwards, period. There was no airbag deployment, period. There was no loss of consciousness, period. Immediately after the accident, patient was somewhat shocked, but denies any significant pain or neurological symptoms, period. There was no loss of consciousness, period. Patient didn't go to the hospital, period. 2 or 3 days later, he has developed a significant bilateral neck pain, lower back pain, mid-back pain, posterior and frontal headaches, more significant on the left side, radiation of pain into a left upper extremity, numbness in his fingers, as well as radiation of pain into the right lower extremity, mostly posterior and lateral aspects. He started seeing a chiropractor, Dr. Belitz, B-E-L-I-T-Z, and does not report any significant improvements yet, period. His current symptoms are daily holocephalic headaches, neck pain with radiation to left upper extremity, left shoulder pain, difficulty sleeping, memory loss, difficulty with concentration, lower back pain with radiation to right lower extremity, mid-back soreness, period. Patient had to quit his full-time job as a service manager in the hotel due to physical and cognitive impairment, period. He's currently working part-time at Target and reports significant exacerbation of pain, anxiety, and irritability after about 2 hours on his feet, period. Denies any previous injuries, no bowel or bladder incontinence, period. Denies any visual disturbances. Past medical history, otherwise a non-contributory surgical history, rhinoplasty, current medications, Advil as needed for pain. No known drug allergies, review of systems as above, social history, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, denies use of illegal drugs, works as a sales floor team manager in Target, part-time, single, doesn't have children. Family history is non-contributory. On the physical exam, well-developed, well-nourished, blood pressure 130 over 80, alert and oriented, has a slightly diminished range of motion in cervical spine. Triggering pain on the right, on the left side of his neck, point tenderness in left occipital region and left supraclavicular neck, subtle weakness of fifth digit abductors, rest of exam and focal flow on normal template, assessment number one, status post motor vehicle accident, assessment number two, cervical and lumbar strain, cervical spine whiplash injury, assessment number three, consider left thoracic outlet syndrome. Assessment number next, radicular pain in right lower extremity. Consider lumbar sacral radiculopathy. Assessment number next, history of closed head injury without loss of consciousness, mild concussion and post-concussive syndrome. Period. Plan. Ready for a patient for physical therapy. With attention to neck and lower back strain as well as left thoracic outlet syndrome, period, obtained an EMG with nerve conduction velocity studies of bilateral upper extremities and right lower extremity, period. Start tizanidine 4 milligrams at night, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams needed for anxiety, period. Follow up in 1 month, saying Yuri Gadaev, PAC.